Today on Wordmaster, we talk with an author who uses fairy tales to teach foreign languages to American children. Hi, I'm Michael O'Sullivan, sitting in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Skirbel. David Burke is known as Slang Man, and in his earlier books, he translated the language of American teenagers for an older generation and deciphered American idioms for English language learners overseas. His latest effort targets American children who know little of foreign languages. He has written a series of books based on the observation that fairy tales are widely known across cultures.
So I got this idea. What if I took a fairy tale, Cinderella? We start it in the native language of the reader, so let's say in English for the American market. So we start in English, and as the reader moves forward, the story starts to morph into another language.
Once upon a time, there lived a poor girl, 女孩子, named Cinderella, who was very pretty, 漂亮. The 女孩子, who was very 漂亮, lived in a small house.
Burke has compiled books of fairy tales with accompanying CDs in Mandarin Chinese, French, Italian, German, Hebrew, Japanese, and Spanish.
Once upon a time, there lived a poor girl, muchacha, named Cinderella, who was very pretty, bonita.
A separate Spanish language version helps teach English to Latin American youngsters. Young readers learn about 20 words at each level, then move to the next level as they read a different fairy tale.
For example, I've taken the story of Goldilocks, and I bring back all the words the kids have learned in Cinderella, and I add 20 more. Then level 3 is Beauty and the Beast. I bring back all the words from level 1, level 2, and add 20 more words. So by the end of the entire series, which will be level 9, that'll be 100% in the target language.
At times it was difficult for the poor muchacha to live in such a small casa with her stepmother and two stepsisters. Why? Because they were jealous that she was so bonita, which is why her stepmother was extra mean, mala to her. But the poor muchacha never complained about living in a small casa with her stepmother, who was very mala, and two stepsisters, even though they forced her to do all the work in the entire casa, day in and day out.
Burke says he has a series of comic books planned for teenagers.
That will have all the words they've learned from the series, plus more words we'll keep introducing. We'll also talk about events that pertain to teenagers. So it'll be in their context, but in the language that they've been learning.
He says as parents and children read the books, both will benefit.
Under their radar, the kids are going to be learning foreign languages, and their parents, too.
Burke says students often think of language learning as dull, but it doesn't have to be.
Because what I always hear from students is, ugh, I got to go take French class, I have to take Spanish class, and that really is painful.
Working with an illustrator, he designed his books with colorful cartoon-like illustrations that capture the young reader's imagination.
In Goldilocks, of course, Goldilocks, she gets tired and she yawns. And in the book, when she yawns, her mouth is as big can possibly be. So when we see she's tired, she's cansada, she's fatigué, she's stanca, Italian.
He says foreign language learning can become a daily habit.
And when it's bedtime, time for storytelling, the parents can pop on the CD, open the book, and actually learn the foreign language with a child.
He says many Europeans are known for their facility with languages, and people in other parts of the world often speak at least two. Americans have a different reputation.
There's a joke in the linguistic world that's painful and funny. It's, what do you call a person who speaks three languages? Trilingual. And what do you call a person who speaks two languages? Bilingual. And what do you call a person who speaks one language? American.
Not all Americans are monolingual, of course. The country's many immigrants bring languages and cultures from all parts of the world. But Burke says too many Americans are fluent only in English, and he is working to change that.
One day, a royal invitation arrived at the Fangzi of the poor 女孩子. The king was throwing a party, 舞会, for the prince. And the 舞会 was going to be big, 大. The prince was handsome, 英俊, not only 英俊, but also kind.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Archives are online at voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. I'm Mike O'Sullivan in Los Angeles.